You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Take great care of your teeth. First step to doing that, get a great dentist. That's Dr. Mike O'Neill. I did it 27 years ago. I've never looked back. I've never gone to another dentist. 317-849-2933. Hit subscribe, like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. Sister Jean. We'll get to Indiana in a minute. Sister Jean at Loyola. Here was her pregame prayer for the Loyola Ramblers as they prepared to take on the Fighting Illini. As we play the Fighting Illini, we ask for special help to overcome this team and get a great win. We hope to score early and make our opponents nervous. We have a great opportunity to convert rebounds as this team makes about 50% of its layups and 30% of its threes. Our defense can take care of that. Loyola, they win by 13 over the Fighting Illini and send the Big Ten rival from the state of Illinois home. Loyola going to their second Sweet 16, and they got a legit shot at the Elite Eight and perhaps the Final Four again for the second time in 4 years. That's Loyola of Chicago. Indiana hadn't been to the Elite Eight since 2002. Loyola Chicago's got a hell of a shot going twice in 4 years. What the hell is going on around here, right? For goodness sake, Sister Jean, a national treasure at the age of 101. She knows Catholicism. She knows basketball. Indiana continues to look for a coach. We don't know what's going to happen. Friday, we got all excited about Brad Stevens, and then we got unexcited about Brad Stevens, and we have no idea what's going to come next. Christian Lander, other people with mysterious tweets about happiness coming, and all of this stuff, we'll see what happens. I don't know who Christian Lander, as a kid who would be about to become a freshman in college if he had stayed at Evansville rights like he should have, I don't know who he would prefer as a coach. Hey, how about Indiana going to the Sweet 16? Justin Smith transferred from IU at Arkansas, Sweet 16 bound after their win last night. And how about Demezi Anderson? He transferred to Loyola. Hadn't played a lot, but he's here. He's in Indianapolis. He's going to the Sweet 16. So there you go. Who fits Indiana? There are a lot of people who fit Indiana. It's up to Scott Dolson to find that person who fits Indiana. It's not about hiring the best resume. For the love of God, please stop talking about Porter Mosier. Please stop talking about Chris Beard. Porter Mosier fits at Loyola. Chris Beard fits at Texas Tech. Scott Dolson has got to find the guy who fits at Indiana. That's his job, not to find the guy who already fits somewhere else. We've been down that road a few times, haven't we? Yes, we have. Tom Crean fit at Marquette. Archie Miller fit at Dayton. Doesn't mean that they're going to fit in Indiana. Find the fit for Indiana, for goodness sake. The Colts, not real busy. over the weekend, but they got Xavier Rhodes signed, starting cornerback, graded really well via Pro Football Focus, a key to the defense, signed a one-year deal for $6.5 million, good for the Indianapolis Colts, short-term money, good idea. They did not get Kenny Golladay. Kenny Golladay is going to the New York Giants. Kenny Golladay missed 11 games last year, and with two different injuries, one a hamstring, one a hip that he suffered against the Colts as he was playing for the Lions. He signed a four-year, $72 million deal with $40 million guaranteed. That is risky, risky, risky business. You spend that kind of money, that kind of guaranteed money, for a guy who couldn't stay on the field last year. Is he going to get healthier? We're going to find out. And we'll find out, I think, this week about T.Y. Hilton. I would be surprised if T.Y. Hilton weren't back with the Colts. I think if there were going to be big money spent on T.Y. Hilton, it would have been spent already. I think he comes back to the Colts with, I'm not going to say a team-friendly deal, but a fair deal. And that's important. Keep your own, and then find some guys on the exterior that played with somebody else who present a bit of a bargain. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Prove it deals work for me in the NFL. Pacers won yesterday in overtime, 109-106 over the Miami Heat. Balanced scoring for the Pacers. They had seven guys who scored between 12 and 17 points. Jimmy Butler missed a free throw with 12 seconds left that would have given Miami a lead. He missed it. There's a tie. It goes to overtime. And the Pacers win 109-106. They've got the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. 9 o'clock, that game on NBA TV. For those of you who get NBA TV, if you don't, it's on Fox Sports Indiana. And there you go. The Big Ten not doing well in the NCAA tournament. The big Purdue, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Illinois, Rutgers, bye-bye. Iowa, Michigan, and Maryland all play today. If they lose, no team from the Big Ten will go to the Sweet 16. 9 teams in the tournament. You got to send some to the Sweet 16, for God's sake. What a disappointment this would be for the nation's best basketball conference to have nobody go to the third round. That would be unbelievable. Who would have thought that? I didn't think that Loyola was going to be able to compete with Indiana or with Illinois. I totally underestimated the ability of Loyola to play terrific locked-in defense for 40 minutes. They were a clinic. You want to see great basketball. If you missed that game, you want great fundamental basketball the way Indiana used to play it, what they did. And you know what? We talk about coaching trees a lot. Porter Moser was an assistant coach and an associate head coach for Rick Majerus. And I swear to God, yesterday, watching that Loyola team defend against Illinois, I couldn't help but think throughout the game about Rick Majerus and the way St. Louis used to lock down on defense when Majerus was a head coach. Loyola looked a lot like Rick Majerus's St. Louis teams yesterday. How about that team? Loyola was terrific yesterday. They execute offensively. They create separation with screens. Who'd have thought that you could do it? If you spent all year watching Indiana, you thought that screens were just set to get guys rest and give them an excuse to stand still on the floor. Loyola, they set screens that were meaningful. All day yesterday, created separations, hit guys, rolled to the bucket. It was beautiful basketball. Gene Katie and Bob Knight visited over the weekend. Gene Katie drove down to Bloomington, paid Bob Knight a visit. There was a picture on social media. Really, really nice. Both guys smiling. And it kind of took you back to a time when those guys, when they came out of their respective tunnels at Assembly Hall or at Mackey, it was theater. And we just don't see that kind of thing anymore. And I wish that we did. And maybe we will again. Maybe that rivalry is going to be meaningful. And we're not going to have a coach who goes 0-7 against Purdue at Indiana. We're not going to have that, I hope. Hate that. Love Purdue. Think they play terrific. Not in the month of March. Not so good in the NCAA tournament. But until you get to the NCAA tournament, Purdue's really fun to watch. Birthdays today. Brad Winters, Edward Liptrap, happy birthday. Eric Pennington, Jaden Parker, Bunny Pepler, happy birthday. Chris Barrick, Deborah Smith-Sparks, happy birthday. Jennifer Williams, the great Krabby, Bob Kravitz celebrating a birthday, Josh Plaskoff celebrating a birthday, the former director of learning at MS Communications, Mark Forrester, a lot of MS Communications alums as we celebrate birthdays today. Rob Feldgreber, happy birthday, of course, from Camp Menominee up in Eagle River, Wisconsin. Pamela Knowlton, Thomas Harris, and Lucas McCabe, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Are we going to find out today who Indiana's going to hire as a head coach? I don't think so. But I've been shocked before. And for those of you who don't think that Brad Stevens came close to taking that job, you're out of your mind. We'll just leave it there. We'll talk to you later today inside Indiana Sports Now. I absolutely can't wait. Have a great day. Subscribe, like, ring the bell, do all that stuff. Let's go. Have a great Monday.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.